You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Hello.
Fla?
Fla?
Oh, there we are. Oh, for 2 seconds, I couldn't hear myself. Did y'all hear me?
We heard you.
Oh, good. I just want to make sure I hit that note. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, right here at AfterBuzz TV. It is episode 16, presenting my new team. Finally, after 16 episodes, we get this new team.
It has taken that long for everyone to be replaceable that finally we get to meet this mysterious little...
Yes.
Yes. But before we get into all that, let's find out who else is joining me. Joining me to my far, 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 way over there.
Oh, snorting.
We have.
Hey, everybody. I'm Francisco Thurston.
And I'm Stephanie McGraw, guys.
And hello, everyone. I'm Candace Camacho.
And I'm still Tony Moore. And in the booth, we have...
What's up, everyone?
Dancing Diva Marissa.
Woo!
Marissa, I did a swivel, and I saw that you were in there jamming. I cannot wait to see what it looks like.
Every week.
I love it. I love it. All right, so let's get right into it.
Yes.
We'll kick it off with the pyramid, as we always do. Well, first off, before the pyramid, mm-hmm. we have to acknowledge that in this episode, Abby's mother died.
Yeah.
Passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have to say, Abby is holding up really well during all this because I'm sure it's a lot going on, especially when you lose, you know, a parent. So for her to just continue doing this and still doing all that she's doing, that's a strong woman. Very strong woman.
Well, we see that she is a strong woman. So,
yes.
You know, sometimes. Some people find it's one way to move on and they deal with their grief by literally throwing themselves into work. And I think she's just gone all at it. All the mums, like last episode, we all questioned, should you really be here, Abby? Mm-hmm. I mean, are you not, should you not have a break? Is your mind really on with the dancing?
Yeah.
So
I kind of feel like that's the only thing that she has. You know, I don't know that she has any other family or anybody else that she's close with. I think the dance, you know, studio is all that she has.
So. Yeah.
It's what? Everything.
Yeah.
For her.
And of course, you know, that her mom would have wanted her to continue.
Oh, for sure.
You know, doing that and supporting the kids and working and doing that. So in a way, she was also honoring her mother because it's weird because when a lot of people are in that situation, they want you to continue living your life. They don't want you to stop because theirs is ending. They want you to continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So good for Abby for being a very strong woman during all this. Let's go on to the pyramid because we don't want the whole episode to be down.
Sadness.
We have at the very bottom, Chloe.
Rough.
And it's because she got fifth in her solo.
And it's only because Abby had heard rumors or whispers that she should have placed second or third.
Yeah,
she wasn't there.
I like that she said that she should have placed second or third.
Yeah.
She should have.
And then Nia, a shift over from her usual spot.
One or two.
Then we had Kalani, who Abby's kind of challenging her because she's like, you're just there.
I disagree.
Yeah, I've never seen Kalani just there. She's always given it 100% sassy. yes. everything. I disagree.
Yeah, but I think it's a way to keep pushing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're not going to come in. You came in strong.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have to continue to be strong, and it doesn't make you settle, which I think is good.
True.
Mm-hmm. So.
So people, and it also takes off everyone who goes on and says it's Maddie and Kalani.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the favoritism. Well, no, it's not actually. She's telling Kalani, step it up, girl.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then we have Kendall. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we had Maddie. Wait, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I confused myself because I watched the episode I missed and then I watched the new one.
Ooh,
so I got a little confused.
Yep. Maddie rocked Maddie. Out solo, but yeah. she wasn't on top.
Because... No, because little Mackenzie was.
Woo!
Why? Because Mackenzie is doing it all. She is dancing. She is making videos. She is making hit albums. Mm-hmm. She's doing everything.
Girl potty. Yeah, she's a little diva.
Girl potty.
Andrew Logan, the director, actually commented and said, this girl is going to be a star.
Did you guys download it?
Huh?
Did you download the song?
Yeah.
Did you download it?
I did download it.
Tell us about it.
Well, I think that she is very auto-tuned, and I think she can sing a lot better than they gave her credit for in that song.
Hmm. Huh. But it's still a girl party.
It's a girl party.
We should have all jumped up on like the bed, and we could have done it on the couch,
right?
You can't jump on other people's couches. That's not your couch.
You can only jump on your couch at home.
Yes, and even then, I shouldn't jump on my couch at home. That's why it's currently broken. Because I sat on it. I had a seat. For those of you who keep telling me to have one. People keep tweeting me saying, you can have a seat, Tony. I'm like, wait a minute.
You're the one that says that. Not the other
I'm
way around.
I'm supposed to tell people to have
You're
a seat.
You're supposed to tell people to have a seat, not right. the other way around.
All right. So, the time has now arrived.
Dum, dum, dum.
New team.
New team is finally here. Mm-hmm. Abby has searched high and low, wide and wider. For these lovely girls to come in mm-hmm. and be the brand new junior elite
ensemble.
Everything team.
Yep.
Yes.
As she calls them, the chosen one.
The chosen
one. The chosen ensemble.
So chosen let's meet these lovely girls. Mm-hmm. So, and then of course they come with their mothers.
Yes. Oh boy.
We'll get to one in particular. So we have Tracy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the mom. And her daughter, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say I like the way Abby introduced the girls and saying that you're a challenge for this girl.
Right.
Right. Yep.
Do you guys agree with this tactic or not? Because I actually agree with it. I agree with having the new team, but having them sort of challenge the old team. How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I do agree, mm-hmm. actually. And I do agree. And I think that it's an interesting tactic. I wasn't thinking that she was going to actually go like head for head with each mm-hmm. girl with a new team. But it's a way for them to get better.
Yeah.
And it's a way for them to challenge themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephanie?
Yeah, no, I do agree, actually. I think it can... When I say healthy rivalry, I don't think anything's ever really that healthy, to be honest, in the Abby Lee... at studio, but it does, given that both girls, by the sounds of it, both the teams are permanent. No one's leaving mm-hmm. their position. So
right.
it's just going to develop competition.
Francisco?
I think it's good, healthy competition, like you said. Like, mm-hmm. there's things that, like, for instance, Sarah can look at Nia, and Nia can look at Sarah for different mm-hmm. things that each other mm-hmm. do well, and they can work on that area to go up against each other. I think
yeah.
it's good. It's a weird way to do it, but I think they're already used to it already being at Abby Lee.
Plus, yeah. I just feel like they needed somebody to come in and rival the team, because mm-hmm. poor Candy Apples, they cannot get their guest stars and co-stars together
mm-hmm.
for the week. Yeah, Snooze Fest, exactly.
Yeah.
And then we had Jeanette, who's the mom, and Ava, who we were introduced mm-hmm. to a few episodes ago.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, because when we were talking about her the other, like, the time, I was like, oh my god, she's on the new team, but
yeah.
I didn't want to say anything.
Well, and now she's here. And then she's a challenge for Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a good match.
I thought the proportion was very different. I mean, we see later on in the episode when we watch them practicing, Ava reminds me a lot of Chloe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
Chloe's a dancer. It's also probably because she's tall, she's statuesque, very similar body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's something about her. It reminds me
Yeah.
Tending to Chloe. Oh, God. Wow.
Long legs.
That girl can do a lot with those.
Legs for days.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Lori, Dance Mom Lori, and her child, Jade, who is a challenge for Kalani.
We didn't really get much of a background on that. Did anybody else not feel Jade? I don't really...
Don't feel like we ever got to know them too much.
Didn't really get to know them, really.
There was no, look, they have a competition. We don't have time to get to know these girls just yet.
Well, that's why, shit, that's we, why got it's a know, break. So we got to know Tracy, and we got to know Christy with a Y.
We'll get to some things.
Arizona.
Then we have Tammy and Tia, who, why is her name spelled like T?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, I wrote down Tia, T-I-A, and then I looked up and it said, I said, that says T. That does not say Tia, but whatever.
T. She's cute.
And she is
her little pigtails.
She's a challenge from Mackenzie, although she was like, do you think you can beat Mackenzie?
Yes. More of a question.
Yeah. No, you got to be confident and strong. Yes. Even though,
but who wants to answer that in front of everybody? Right. That's such an awkward position. She's still
a little kid. And then we had the lovely Christy, Dance Mom Christy with a Y, and her daughter Sarah, who is also a challenge for Mackenzie. Poor Mackenzie. But, Mackenzie's at an age now where, as we've mentioned earlier, she needs to come out of being cute.
Yeah.
She now needs to step into a different...
Yeah, a little bit more fierceness.
And more growth in her dancing. So I think this will be a good challenge for her. Then we had Dance Mom Jody and her daughter Cameron for Chloe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
I won Miss Star Power. I have a million regional titles. I'm national Miss Star Power. I am the best dancer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I am
Did
the
she
best.
Not whip out her entire resume?
She's very humble, that girl.
I feel like she should have stepped in and said, these are the things that I have won and done. We'll start up here. At the age of zero, I came out and pirouetted in the hospital. Then I won Little Miss Baby Northwest Star. I don't know where all that came from, but it sounds like a title.
It does.
I mean, talk about an extensive resume. Well, good for her. I'm not hating. Good for your resume.
No, I just thought it was funny. It was like she just listed everything she ever won.
Yes. Yeah. Then came the bombshell. Maddie stepped forward.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Turned around, waved bye to her team, and said hello to the new team. What are your thoughts about Maddie going to the new team, Francisco?
Initial setup. Like, Abby knew what she was doing. She's like, you know what? Like she says in the episode, this team relies on Maddie. Which, in a sense, Maddie is their star dancer. So, of course, she's one of the strongest dancers. I'm going to rely on a strong dancer as well. Mm-hmm. But to make her go against her friends and to make her go on this new team that Abby's been talking about, and it's just an awkward situation to put a child in, first of all.
Maddie says it herself. She's like, now I've got to compete against my friends. This is weird.
Yeah.
I think it is awkward, but at the same time, I think it is kind of a cool thing in a way, not for her to be separated from her friends or to compete against them, but I don't think that I think both teams are equally as good, and I think that it's a great thing to show that they can stand in their own power.
Yeah,
and win on their own.
I thought this was a good challenge for the old team, or the OT, as I wrote them down in my notes. To challenge themselves to be better dancers and not rely on Maddie.
Mm.
Not that I don't think they ever were maybe necessarily relying on Maddie. I think as a group, they all really worked well together.
They didn't, I don't think sometimes they didn't even necessarily know they were relying on Maddie. Because when she's always there, you know, now they're going to find it possibly it's a bit more challenging.
It's going to be, you know, a different dynamic for them, obviously. Yes. And they have more people than they do. So hopefully they can continue to do well. We'll get to that later. There was a lot of drama with the moms already. First off, with Kira and Tracy, I don't know where Kira came from, but she's just has a lot of hostility towards Tracy and her daughter. And it was all Arizona. Arizona no more. We are in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You leave that in Arizona. Like, what is your deal?
It with Arizona? If I heard Arizona once, I mean, we all heard it like
a thousand times. Yeah. And I kind of felt like it's one of those things is like out of all those people who auditioned, you pick the one that would have a rivalry with someone. It seemed a little too staged for that. And then the fact that it's like right off the bat, like, you don't belong here. Your daughter ain't won nothing. She ain't gonna win nothing in Arizona.
That, it was that comment.
Yes.
The comments directed actually at her daughter. I was like, Kira, low blow.
Yeah.
No, didn't need to go there.
Yes.
Trash talk her mom. Go for whatever you want. You two of you can, you know, sling nasty stuff at each other, but don't say it to the daughter when she's right there. But inappropriate.
There's no reason to have this sort of bitterness towards the two groups. As far as the moms, because every child is there still.
Yes.
No child got replaced. No child is. She's literally like, I want you to be better. Here is someone that can challenge you to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, you need that. Because when you see someone, and this is at work, you know, we're in the entertainment industry, so we compare ourselves a lot to other people. When you see someone doing well, you want to figure out, well, what can I do to be just as good, if not better, than them? Bless you.
Thank you.
So, you know, this challenge is not meant to be, I don't think, malicious at all, or to try to get rid of anyone. I think it's really there to challenge people. It's a weird tactic, but it's life. Like, there's always someone that is going to be slightly better than you, and now you have to raise yourself up to be not only where they are or even better than them.
Yeah, life in itself is always constant competition.
Yes.
It's a life lesson for the girls. Like Abby says, you're always replaceable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's someone younger, there's someone who kicks their leg higher, there's someone who does two more pirouettes than you do, there's someone who leaps higher, so you always have to be on your A game because... Yeah. Yeah. That little girl can come up behind
you. There's always someone waiting.
Take it from it.
Yeah,
but at the same time, reality TV.
This wouldn't be Dance Moms without the moms. All know that. So, yes, I agree. You know, they didn't need all that, and everyone is, you know, potentially permanent now, and this is a good competition. But that's the reason why, like, Christy with a white gut on the show, because I think in particular she really cemented herself with the producers just last episode. She went off at Melissa. They're like, damn, we're going to get her. Whether Sarah really should have been on the team, that's another question. Yeah. But you've got antics. You've got a loud mouth right there. We're going to put her on. That creates the drama that they need. Dance moms. Remember that, guys.
Christy is going to be another Leslie.
Oh, I wrote that in my notes.
And
but worse, I feel like.
Worse, yes.
Much worse.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're both pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and give Christy with the Y, the official have several seats award. Because... All throughout, first of all, you can have these four seats, you can have that couch, you can have the seat that Marissa is sitting in, Christy with a Y. I feel like if you have worked so hard for your daughter to be a part of this team, and you already know Abby, you know what she will and will not put up with, why come in there and
off the bat.
But not even that, she alienated herself from her own team.
Yeah.
From her, like her own team members, the other mom, she was going off at them.
Yeah, she was pointing fingers.
She
wasn't looking at them for, you know, team or comfort. She right off the bat, she just was going at it.
And it kind of made me feel like, once again, this is a mom who has watched Dance Moms and felt like she had to come in that way. You come in just like. The majority of the new moms were very quiet.
And Jeanette learned her lesson the last time.
Yeah, because Jeanette tried to step up and she tried it. That's a new one for y'all. She tried it.
She tried it.
And she got shut down.
Yes.
So she learned this time.
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone has a learning phase. So, well, these new moms, I just don't know. But anyway, we are traveling to Youngstown, Ohio for energy.
National dance competition.
Where our very own Mr. Francisco
Yeah, Francisco made his debut. Well,
I hope everyone paused that end part when we come to the reward section and noticed.
I did.
That's that co-host, and he's on our TV.
A little bow tie.
Yeah. Look, hair was real slick back, all hot and so tight. And
cardigan. Yeah. I rewinded it a few times.
I just knew I was going to be on camera, so I came really nice that day.
Well, you look nice tonight.
No, I came from work tonight, so
no.
It's okay.
He's
thank
rocking
you,
it at
me. I mean, it's a cute tank top.
Thanks.
You know, that's
It is. It's colorful. It's doing the job.
I can't rock a tank top. I need every piece of fabric in the store to cover up all this.
Oh, stop it.
It is. It's true. All right. So assignments. We have each of the old team and the new team are both. They both have a group dance. Then we have duets, Kalani and Kendall, Sarah and Ava. Then we have solos, Chloe and Cameron.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with. Mm-hmm.
And groups.
Groups, yeah, solos, team. Duets, two teams.
Yeah.
Abby's mom's passed away.
Yes.
Like,
I couldn't do that. That's a lot. It's a lot of steps, a lot of costumes.
Yeah.
A lot of moms.
We thought the whole costume and dances and all that kind of stuff with one team is hard. Now you're going
to
add a second team.
Yeah, she couldn't even
get
the one team.
But even all that, guys, nobody had a costume fault or anything. I mean, somehow, just think of all the past episodes or the drama we've had with just costumes. The one team. And it all actually, that was one part, it all come through.
I think they wanted to replace the costume drama with some Christy Y drama.
Oh, and boy, did they ever. Oh, my God. Whoa.
It was a lot. She was
too much. She was, I mean, and it started in the last week episode with Mackenzie's
at the video shoot.
At the video shoot, telling, like, already off the bat, I was just like, oh my goodness, like, you're already a part of the studio, and
be
now
happy.
You come in and you're being too much.
I will say the discussion up there in the loft with the mum when she was turned it on the other mums and was like, you know, are you not, you heartless and stuff? And, you know, I'm trying to connect.
Right.
After she's literally just slaying stuff at them.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm trying to connect here. It's like.
And the other moms were like, we met you 2 days ago. Don't call me heartless.
You have disconnected yourself.
And then later on when Melissa makes a comment about saying, I think this is really tough. You know, I think we should really give Abby a break.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom's just start. Yeah. And then she's like, no.
No, that's not really the way I see
it.
Yeah. That's what she said.
I actually
not ask for your opinion.
I feel bad for Melissa because she's on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and I wonder if that's going to be a thing. If you know, her having loyalty to the original team, but also now being a part of the new team.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot for her.
In this episode, I was really impressed how loyal she was when they went and had
she
drinks.
Was.
Yeah. And she's like, no, this is my team. I stick with these ladies.
Yeah.
And Holly's like, go spy for us. And, you know.
Yeah.
One thing is Melissa is an honest person. She does speak her mind regardless. Sometimes she just, you know, she seems very like, whoa, Melissa. But she's a really honest person.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And the new moms mentioned that they didn't feel welcomed when they first arrived there. I kind of feel like now that they know that no one's getting replaced, no one's leaving, I don't understand why not say challenge on or this is friendly competition and do it in more of a friendly way. I realize this is TV, so they have to hype everything up, but these are new people into your home turf. And I could see if they brought in the new team and they said, bye, you guys. Maddie, you're over here. You guys...
Take a break.
Have a seat. You know, you guys are good. But they didn't do that. It's like... And the way that these moms are going at each other, I'm like, why wasn't there a little more welcoming? Because they have nothing to bicker about except for Kira and Tracy, who have a long history of whatever. And Chrissy with a Y, who can't seem to shut up.
But, I mean, the moms did say they don't feel their daughters had to work to get those uniforms and those jackets. They're kind of feeling... I think a bit of resentment and jealousy. Why should your girls be just given them the jackets? Mm-hmm. No, we're not going to welcome you yet. You need to earn that respect.
Okay,
that's what they're on.
Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the original team, some of them, are a part of the Abby Lee Dance Company.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there since they were out the womb.
Yeah.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that just because they've been there, that these new girls have not put in the work to now have this opportunity mm-hmm. for them.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go through hundreds, if mm-hmm. not thousands,
of
other people in other cities to get these spots that they're in now.
And that's not easy.
It's not easy. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, you know, they're chosen out of all these people. Some, I'm thinking it's storyline stuff, but that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But they've earned their spot. So in my opinion, they've earned the right to wear the Abby Lee dance stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. what I'm confused about is why these moms are blaming the other moms for, you know, they get to wear the outfits. It's Abby who chose these people. These moms didn't come in and be like, we're coming in here to replace your kids. Mm-hmm. Abby decided to do this. So why hold resentment towards these moms who had nothing to do with?
And it's not like you didn't know these open calls were going on.
Right.
Some of y'all were already there.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't get it, but whatever. So I feel like it's now right into the
I mean, the drama though sort of continued more and more and more.
The fight in the
Kira versus Tracy getting up in her face.
She got
saying,
real
don't
ghetto.
You shush, you know?
You know who's really starting to bother me is Chloe's mom, Christy. Yeah. She is becoming like so fearful and not having like I don't know, I'm beginning to think that she's part of Chloe's problem. I don't think Chloe has that confidence issue now, but I know that she has in the past, and I think it's because of her mom. I wrote down so many like comments, you know, well, Cameron's gonna be, you know, hard to compete against and all this and that, and I was like getting really annoyed with her too.
Christy hasn't been the same since Kelly left.
No, she hasn't.
She has felt like there's a target on Chloe's back. Like
there is.
Yes,
she was
does.
Gonna be next. And I feel like she has lost a little bit of connection with the moms because Kelly has left.
Yeah.
Because that was like her partner in crime.
Yeah.
And now she doesn't have that.
Right.
So I think she's just kind of feeling like, why am I here dealing with XYZ? Well, you're here because...
Which we've said time and time again, and as everyone says, if you don't want to be there, don't be there.
Don't.
And I know people bring up the contract thing and all that sort
but
of stuff.
But doesn't even have
I mean,
to break it. I mean, anyone can break a lease. Break it.
But you have to pay to break a lease.
Well, then pay. And if it helps you and it benefits you, then do what you have to do you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, no one... Well, maybe they are tied because of Lifetime, but...
I think it's a pretty exclusive, like, if she was that unhappy and she didn't want to be at Abby Lee and it was that easy to get out of the contract, I think she would.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of binding.
But also, it presents a lot of opportunities for them, so...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of opportunities. Regardless, I think Christy also, as we spoke about a couple of episodes back, she's playing... I think she milks that victim mode quite well, and she's still doing it. Poor me, I've lost Kelly, da da da. Chloe, and we understand, and I'm very much team Chloe. I'm not saying she does in a lot of ways have a target on her back, but I think Chrissy's just milking it for everything that it is. Like, oh, feel sorry for me and Chloe, none of you guys would understand.
Yeah.
Stop alienating yourself away from the other mums.
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Holly's always going to be on your side.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's
she
on everyone's side. She's awesome. Yeah.
Dr. Holly's more grounded
than the other moms.
Most of them.
And I mean, Nia's constantly got the target on her back.
Yeah.
You have to admit that.
And Holly never loses her cool.
I feel like if, you know, she wants Chloe to have this confidence and she wants Chloe to have spirit and enjoy the process, I think she needs to be a little bit more spiteful and, like, you know, enjoy her time there as well to give Chloe that kind of energy to at least enjoy the time that she's there with, minus Abby.
Yeah, she needs to be more of an example, not continue to talk about her child getting her solos late and not getting good choreography. And then this week she was like, well, I actually like Chloe's choreography this week.
Kind of agree.
So last week we agreed the choreography was horrible.
The choreography
what
last
she was
week
given.
Was... No.
It was just
Chloe
shocking.
Can do much better.
Much better. Much better. This week it was stunning, though.
I think she just got stuck with that other assistant choreographer who couldn't help out. Her was the only one left at the studio, and that's why she got that choreography.
Well, speaking of choreography and dances, let's get right into it.
Yes.
We started off with the duets, and we have Ava and Sarah. What are your thoughts on it? Because I have mine.
Who chose the music? That's one thing I'm going to say. I thought the music choice was horrible. Music
all season.
Yeah. No, but there was all inspired by
something.
Yeah.
Top 40.
I could describe that dance as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was sweet, and they kind of had like their smiles kind of pasted on. I noticed a couple times they weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I did love the costume, though, and I love their makeup, but they just didn't have that presence that we see with the other girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was technical. It was pretty, but it was contrived. That's mm-hmm. how when I saw it in person, like I sit on the side of the stage, it looked pretty. Mm-hmm. It looked nice, but I didn't feel moved or inspired.
No emotion. There was no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're great dancers. I mean, they are. They are amazing, but I just, you know, I got more from the other duet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This entire time, I have struggled to remember even a bit of that dance.
And you don't remember the little feathers? That's the only thing I remember.
I don't remember a thing.
I had to clean their feathers off stage.
It's not memorable. I thought it was a little sloppy for a duet. They weren't together in some points. I mean, they look great.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote here from what I don't remember. So, it obviously
it was
do
kind of
much.
Forgettable a little bit.
Obviously.
Forgettable dance.
Because I forgot. So, moving on. We had Kalani and Kendall. I thought they worked well together, especially because just that original
team. Now, as a Beyonce fan, though, did you think they were... You think Kalani, she had a little bit of a sass? Was she bringing enough Beyonce or not?
No. The song was very Beyonce-inspired-ish.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Yes. But I thought they worked well together. What does this say? There was like one little slight moment that I think they were off.
Mm.
But for the most part, mm-hmm. I mean, I thought they worked well together. I was expecting a little more Sasha Fierce.
Yep. Yes.
But I just got Sasha.
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised. I think there was times that Kendall was actually outshining mm-hmm. Kalani.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which proves the point that, like, you know, when someone else is there to kind of step you up.
Makes mm-hmm. you go.
It makes you step up.
Yep. Yes.
So, but Kendall has been improving.
Yes, she has.
To her credit. But I thought they were well together.
I loved their costume when I seen them.
Yeah.
I was like, that
I like
so
that their hair's
cute.
Down. They got a chance to, like, whip yeah. it around a little bit. As Jill showed.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That hair choreography up in the...
I went my hair back and forth. I was like, Jill, you're going to hurt yourself.
I think Jill was just, you know, ruining her days as a dance. She's like, I just want to get yeah. out there.
I wonder if she needed an ibuprofen after that scene.
Probably, because that would make anyone's head hurt. So, and then we had our solos. We had Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, come on, point. Because her foot was pointed.
Yes.
I mean, if you needed a direction mm-hmm. and she could only use her feet, she would be like, it's that way or that way or that. I mean, those toes were pointed.
Pretty feet.
Mm-hmm. I thought she did great. I thought it looked amazing. She has beautiful technique.
Yes.
So, great start for her mm-hmm. in solos.
Yeah. I think she's a beautiful dancer, too. And she made it look really effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked her facial expressions, but it was just kind of like one tone, one movement on the face. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like she, like I said before, she kind of brought it to the stage like mm-hmm. we see with the Ivy League dancers.
Yeah.
Mm. You guys? I think just a lot of it, most of her dance has just been sort of, she was saying before the other day, forgotten because when we're going to talk about Chloe's, it's just completely overrode.
Yeah.
Overridden her dance.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron was, I mean, she was beautiful, like technically great, you know, everything's amazing. Mm. But again, like the other girls, I just felt like her performance was a little bit contrived. It was very competition. It was very like, you know, it wasn't real for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt it wasn't a performance. She just went out there and competed.
Yeah. got to think, for all these girls in the new team, there's got to be a lot of nerves.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And they want to stick to exactly, you know, the technique. Let's just keep... Right. They're not going to go out on a limb and do any...
But these are competition girls. It's just you're with someone else.
I know, yeah. But it's their first time. They're not dancing used under the to, ALDC.
Like, competing in a week and learning all that choreography. And...
But as a dancer, your first instinct is to perform, I feel like. It should be to perform regardless of where you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. What we have not mentioned is some, they tried to pull in some other dance group, Larkin. They tried, do you guys know what I'm talking
last
about?
Last week.
No, oh, was that last week?
Yeah. Tony? He's getting it all mixed up. Was that last Tony, week? No, are Larkin you feeling faint?
Yeah.
You're right, that was last week. That's what you get for watching two episodes at once. Well, I was like, ooh, I didn't write that in my notes. Let me bring it up. And then who had a seat? Me. So I will continue to have this big one. So that was last week. Moving on. We had Chloe.
Oh, my gosh.
Go, Francisco. You were there. Yeah. No, seriously.
It was, you just felt like Chloe was fighting for something. Like, she knew everything was on the line. Like, you could feel, like, her passion coming out of her. Like, just even sitting on the side, I didn't have the view that the judges had, but I just, I was moved by Chloe. She looked amazing. She was perfect. Like, not a technical error. Like, she was spot on. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, she was breathtaking. So she was, like, reaching.
Yeah.
Reaching for that next thing. And she was sensational. Professional.
Yes.
She's so effortless. And she was really dancing from the heart.
Yes.
It was just all emotion for her. There was nothing, as you were saying, contrived about it. It was really complete. I don't know. It just felt so free. It was the best I've ever seen Chloe dance.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
So I must be the only one that had different notes for that one. I didn't feel the same that I normally do about Chloe.
What?
I'm heartbroken.
I was.
How, which week are we talking about? We are talking about this week.
Can we get Tony's eye doctor on the phone? Because I don't.
It is Lens Crafters in Burbank. Y'all go ahead and call them. No, there was something, and maybe it's choreography, but that flow and easiness that she normally has in her dance, I didn't see it. And I was really watching and I was like, there's something not connecting for me. I'm not getting those same, like, moments that I normally do from her.
Mm. Okay. I think I just had such a bad memory of last week's.
Yeah.
And it was such a bad dance. And she was given. She rocked it out to the best of her ability. Yeah. It was just such a better...
It was good.
It was a really good Chloe solo.
It was.
Wait till next week I'm going to give you a challenge. Watch the choreographer's cut and watch her solo because you probably didn't get to see the best moments because that dance was really good.
Maybe, but all I saw was okayness.
Mm-hmm. Okayness.
I mean, it didn't feel like a Chloe solo to me. It didn't feel like she had the emotion. She had the face.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, that's the Maddie face, but it was a Chloe face. That flow and that easiness and that just, you know, and maybe it was choreography. Maybe I will give that. Maybe, you know, there were some steps that just weren't like connecting and making sense for me.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. We can all have differences.
group
then,
dance.
As we go into the group dance, chaos ensues again because Christy with a Y cannot shut up. And then calls Abby a liar.
Ooh, you do not go there.
No, you do not call the queen that's in charge
a liar.
Even when Kathy made her little impromptu stop in and there was the whole antics Kathy. And Abby went to try and throw the rubbish.
That was so funny.
But even Kathy wouldn't go, I don't think, sometimes as far as this Christy.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat.
This is... with everything that Abby was... going through, and that was not the time to pressure her and be about your child and blah blah blah. Who cares? Yeah. You have the spot, you have the opportunity. Welcome in with open arms. Come in, do your job, go home, have a seat.
Yeah. Right.
You're at competition. You know Abby is no holds barred.
Right.
Like,
and what happens? She got snatched from the group.
It was so funny because I was sitting backstage and I was like, you know, they came out for solos and duets, and I saw that little girl. And then they came back on for groups, and I was like,
Where's the little girl?
Where did the other little
girl? Little T ain't there.
She hiding?
She was not there.
I felt so bad for her.
I just want to say T's name.
She's crying.
She was.
Her little face puckering up.
But again, as Abby explained to her, this is your mother's doing. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with you. Has everything to do with your mother. Mm-hmm. Now, as a kid, you can't look at your mom and be like, shut up. Like,
you're powerless. Trying to dance.
Yeah. Like, Christy should have just been quiet, let her kid dance, and just welcome to the team.
Do you think she will learn, though?
No.
Or do you think this is the kind of acting we are going to see?
Do they ever learn? Leslie? Did she ever learn? No. That's why Peyton is no longer there no more.
Right.
Bye-bye, Peyton, because of Leslie.
Yeah. Why can't any of these moms like her and, you know, why can't they just be happy? Yeah, get it.
I mean, she turns around and has a little one-on-one with her daughter about, don't worry, you know, Sarah, you're not going anywhere. I will do everything for you. I've got your back. No, you haven't. You've just thrown her on the bus. You've just done this to your own daughter.
If I was Sarah, I would have looked up at her and said, shut up, Mom!
That's what she wanted to do.
Like, what have you done?
No, you just don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't act like that.
And it's funny because Holly earlier in the show was like, Abby wanted, you know, a bunch of little Maddies with Perfect Dance Mom.
Yep.
Doesn't look like she's getting that.
Nope.
They walked out of that dance room when those moms started.
They were just blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. When they were doing
the notes.
The notes, and they brought in both moms, and Abby tried to focus on Tia. Christy, was it Christy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, Christy H. Well, what about Sarah? We gave you the note.
Moving on.
Right.
She's like, no. Work on my daughter.
Well, what else do you want me to say? Because the next thing is going to be get out.
Yeah, right.
Because you can be replaced. Just as quickly as you came in, you can be replaced. And the first thing she mentioned was her posture. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, why is she even here? If her posture is all wrong, that means everything else is wrong.
Yeah.
So she must be dynamic with that bad posture. I am not talking about a little kid for all y'all who are going to comment down at the bottom. Like, Tony is so mean tonight. I'm not mean. I'm just observant.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really...
Abby said that she needs a back brace.
Yes, and that chin thing. Because she did something with the chin.
There's a lot of dancers that like jut their chin forward, so I kind of see what Abby's talking about. I do that, too.
Bring the chin.
Yeah. Oh, I don't do that. I try to make sure I'm as back as possible.
It's weird to sit like that.
Yeah. And then Tracy got sick.
What? Right before. She's vomiting.
Yeah. I didn't really... Did the nerves really get to her that much?
It must have.
I think Kira. I mean, she was crying before because of Kira's antics. She's very nervous. I think ladies
Sarah
really
getting
anxious.
Kicked out right at the
it was just too beginning. Much for her.
Like, it was just a lot. Like, everything is on the line.
Yes.
So she got sick.
Wow.
So tragic.
Mm. I mean, I've been in some crazy, stressful situations myself, but I've never, like, thrown up over just being stressed out.
Yeah.
Good luck, new moms, because...
Good luck.
This is the Abby Lee dance train, and you better hop on it and get your life.
Yeah, better buckle your safety belt, ladies.
Yes, because it's always a bumpy ride.
Always.
So then we had the new team perform. What do you guys think of the new group?
Sloppy. I felt like they were all over the place. Mm. Even with Maddie, I was like, y'all are sloppy. Couldn't get it together.
For the first time, I felt like Maddie blended in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't spot her.
It was only at the very end that I was like, oh, yeah,
oh, she's
Maddie.
Over there. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, you're blending now. I've never known Maddie to be a blender.
Mm. Maybe her heart's not there since she's not with her friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
And they're all really good dancers, but I just felt like it was kind of like, what in the world? Are you guys rehearsing? Like,
yeah.
I mean, they were, surprisingly, they were together as, like, the old group usually is.
Mm.
They were off on some points. But I just thought it wasn't like a goosebumpy, my gosh, you guys are so stellar type of, in my opinion.
I just don't think that they're going to have the synergy just yet that the Abby Lee girls have, because the Abby Lee girls have been to so many competitions and they know, each other's energy and bodies mm-hmm. and the way they move and even the way that they travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be super amazing. I felt like it was joyful to watch.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Their costume was one heck of a lot better than the other costume, mm-hmm. I felt yes. like, which I'm sure that we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And I felt like the theme of the dance was a lot better, but they just, they don't have that experience with each other, getting to know each other. So.
Right, yet. Yeah. But I can yes. see them doing it.
I can see them coming together, but, and I mean, they're just kind of thrust into this, but I see it coming together mm-hmm. eventually. Then the original group, or the old group, what did you guys think of them?
In combat boots and maid's outfits.
Holly told mm-hmm. me that the combat boots happen on their last day of rehearsal. Like, it was a last minute decision. They got maybe a few hours to rehearse in them, sure. and it wasn't a decision from the beginning. Like, right. it was a last minute thing. Hmm. How in the world are you going to dance with combat boots and have one day to rehearse?
Well, they did.
And they did.
They did pull it off.
Yeah.
But Mackenzie and Chloe, for me, were really shining in this one.
I said Mackenzie mm-hmm. looked
little Maxie. She's
so cute.
Right in that opening,
not
too?
Just cute. She stepped up.
She did.
She's mature. She's really doing well in her performance, I think, at the moment.
She is. And I mean, they just dance. I say this every week. They dance so well together.
Yep. They do.
I like the whole theme of royals. And, you know, I didn't know they were going to be in maid's costumes, though. But mm-hmm. so it kind of made me feel like, you know, they want to be, but they will never be.
Yeah.
You know, so, mm-hmm. Which is kind of like how the song kind of gives. But when they said they were doing royals, I was expecting to hear yeah, royals sure. by Lorde.
Lordy. So was I.
Yeah.
But once again, we get an inspired by song that exactly. we have no idea who is singing it or where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not like the costumes with the combat boots.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I felt like because Maddie wasn't in the number, I felt like the sizing between, like, Mackenzie going from Mackenzie so little to
the rest of them.
To the rest of them, I felt like it just didn't have the cohesiveness that I'm used to seeing.
Mm.
She stood up real tall, though. She killed it.
Little yeah, Mackenzie. She did.
Yeah, yeah, she did. Really impressed with that girl in that yeah. one.
She did a great job. And then now it's awards
mm-hmm.
presented by our own Francisco.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at Francisco. You didn't sound timid, but he was just like, and the next award goes. I was like, he sounds like one of those people that are always there.
Yeah.
I know.
Total professional.
Number 275.
Have a bow, girls. Well done. Well done.
Well done.
I don't know. I wasn't super, like, super, super, super energetic. It was kind of like one of those nervous situations. I was like, oh my God, they're all watching me right now.
You don't need to be nervous.
He's like, oh my God, they're watching me.
You don't need to be nervous.
Yeah.
And there was a moment when I was watching it and I was like, I feel like Francisco is like jotting everything down for AfterBuzz. Like, he's
there was a lot of stuff going on in my head. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I felt it. So then we had, in the duet, Kendall and Kalani got third.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and Ava placed second. In the solos, Cameron got third.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe got first.
Yay! And Chloe beat her by a couple of points.
Yeah.
Like, Cameron got beat.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Chloe got first place in her division, Cameron got first place in her division, and the solos were an overall score.
See, the whole scoring just confuses me.
It could have been but they were like, is there any way you guys can do an overall score for the solos? Because they were obviously in different divisions. So mm-hmm. that's how that happened.
Oh. And then in the group, we had second place, the old team.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And in first place,
ooh,
the new team.
New team.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, they got first and second. I mean, someone was going to take first.
That's what Abby wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this competition, and it's just only the beginning.
Well, like Abby said, you know, the judges, you're going to have their preferences. The mm-hmm. judges, two of the judges both had ballet backgrounds. One was a completely strict ballet dancer. Another one danced at Houston Ballet Dance Company, and the other girl was more of a hip-hop dancer. So, it's the opinion of the judges.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. That's how it came down. You know, I thought the old girls maybe should have won. They looked cleaner. They looked mm-hmm. more together.
I felt like that, too.
Mm.
But it's how the judges' opinions lie. Yeah.
It's where the cookie crumbles. Oh. And I wish it would crumble right here on my paper so I can have it.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys know I'm always hungry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So that was it. That was our mid-season finale. Mid-season.
There's a whole road to nationals now.
Oh my god. Let's go into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So as you guys already know, Maxie has released her single Girl Party on iTunes. So make sure you go and pick that up. And if you were not paying attention to the commercials or you fast forwarded for some reason, coming soon, we have Abby's Studio Rescue. New show, new Abby, new dance studios.
Because there are some ratchet studios across America, and she's coming in to save the
day. She's coming in to save the day.
She's fixing them all. They're doing everything now, from bar rescue to hair salons.
Yeah. They kind of want it to be like the Hell's Kitchen of dance studios.
Yeah.
That's where Abby comes in.
They got the right person.
Yeah.
And Abby comes in as like the queen, female Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. She's like changing her tune.
Or Tabitha.
Yep. Aussie. Sorry.
Yeah, Aussie.
And of course, a big congratulations to Lifetime and Dance Moms for their 100th episode.
Yay.
Featuring our very own Francisco.
Thanks, guys.
So congratulations to Dance Moms for 100 episodes, and we are hoping for 100 more. I said that, but it's one of those things where as I was saying it, I was like, that's going to be a lot of reclaps.
100 more.
That's a lot. That's a lot. But we wish everyone at Dance Moms, everyone involved, 100 more. So keep up the drama, keep the Dance Moms and the kids going, and we will be here to reclap and review and redo.
Oh, but by the way, I didn't say this yet. After Chloe won, Abby pulled the judges into a production room because she completely disagreed with their decision.
And Chloe won.
She was not having it. And I don't care if I ever have any affiliation with ever getting on the show, doing whatever. I just don't agree with her and her antics and how she treats things. And she's not a woman that I aspire to want to get close to or anything. But she pulled the judges into the room and gave this long sob story about how Chloe has fans and Instagram fans and she's never in class and this is why she doesn't deserve to win and I don't understand how you guys scored her like
that.
Right. What does that
have to do with that competition?
They're only judging on what they see.
Right. And one of the judges was like, I don't watch Dance Moms. I don't care how many Instagram fans she has or whatever. I judged her on her dancing. And the rest of the judges followed. And I went in there and I was like, okay, you guys, it's time to go. Like, this is enough.
Like, well, like, I think it's already harder to be a judge in that situation with the cameras and the Dance Mom girls to then judge them. Because what if a judge does watch, you know, Dance Moms? You know, how are you? Because now you've seen past performances. You know what they're like. You know, it's just a lot of
to
things.
To get an unbiased judge, completely unbiased, so seeing the show or seeing the hype media.
Yeah, so I'm sure already it's already a but tense.
It was funny because she was like, I'm a good actress. I can go in there and be happy for her and say all this to her face, but I don't think she should have won.
Man, she really has it out for that poor kid. What does her Instagram following have anything to do with those judges on that competition?
No idea. Like, I have no idea why she said that to those judges. And it's just, this is a continuation of all the frustration that I have with that woman with Chloe.
Well, guys, let's go into some predictions.
Yeah.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So now that we are at the mid-season finale and we have finally been introduced to the new team, who do you think will dominate in the second half of the season? New team or old team?
Oh, it's so hard.
Well, I think they want to stay with some drama. So I feel like for the next couple wins, it's going to be the new team.
Okay. So you think new team is going to kind of take over and rise?
Well, just for a few, and then the other team is going to come up. But I think so. I feel like they need to mix it up a little bit and get the old team to step up. And I think that eventually they'll pass them up.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Newer old team?
I think old team. I think this is going to be really positive for them. And I think Chloe is going to be able to shine more.
Yes. I think if Abby pairs them up equally, like if they both get contemporary routines to go up against each other, I think the old team is going to you know, do well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They got a jazz funk routine this past episode. Of course, it's not going to be the pretty contemporary.
This is a lyrical, contemporary. Yeah.
I just have a feeling it's going to be like this, like neck and neck.
All
like
the time.
It's going to be new team. Well, OT, so don't, new team. Mm-hmm. New, don't. So, yeah. So, only time will tell what's going to happen in the second half of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. Before we head out and say goodbye to you guys for
a while,
you guys can, of course, keep in touch with us. Francisco, let the viewers know where they can find you.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at TheFrancisco. Feel free to, you know, whatever. And on Instagram and Facebook, Francisco Thurston.
And guys, you could follow me on Twitter at Host McGrath. And you can also find me on YouTube with all the Dance Moms videos loaded up there at Stephanie McGrath Host.
Hey guys, you can definitely follow me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. And you can also find me on Facebook at Candace Camacho.
And of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and YouTube, at Lounging with Tony. That's LOUNGIN WITHTONY. And on my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Dance Moms Reclap. We will see you guys next time
for a while.
Well, yeah, we'll be back next week.
Reunion.
Well, I won't be. But we'll be back next week to go over the Dance Moms reunion, which I'm pretty sure is going to be an interesting
one. Feisty.
Until next week. Bye, you guys. Have a great night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.